I'm Sylvia Burgos Toffness, and this is Deep Roots Radio. Every week, my guests help us connect the dots between what we eat and how it's grown, because every single food dollar we spend either protects or degrades the environment, produces foods with high nutrition or empty calories, and either helps pay a fair wage or keeps farm workers among the working poor. We get to make that choice every time we push a cart through the grocery store, visit the farmer's market, and eat at a restaurant. I hope you enjoy this interview.
As the state of Wisconsin and other states around our country are beginning to either put in place or contemplate opening up business after dealing with COVID-19 for the last 2 to 3 months. And it's a bit of a rocky road and maybe a path that needs still to be bushwhacked. Mm-hmm. as we try to figure out how are we going to navigate this. I know that, and May, I don't know if this has been your experience too, Dave Corbett, but I'm getting calls from people who want to know, you know, can I come out and sit on your farm and just enjoy the outdoors?
Sure.
And certainly our farm has had it as a major part of its mission to welcome people to the farm. It's kind of why our farm exists. It's a platform so that people can come and share conversation about what it takes to raise cattle using sustainable methods. So over the years, we've welcomed hundreds and hundreds of people to the farm. But boy, things are a bit different now, and we're wondering what ag tourism is going to look like, both for the farmer and for the prospective visitor. And we have on the line with us this morning someone who is steeped in the questions and the solutions and the outlook for agricultural tourism in Wisconsin. And that's Sheila Everhart. Good morning, Sheila. How are you?
Good morning. Thank you for having me from southern Wisconsin down in Rock County. It's nice that we can all join each other from Rock County up to Polk County.
Right. Thanks so much. Now, Sheila is the president of the Wisconsin Agricultural Tourism Association, an organization absolutely devoted to putting food lovers and farmers in connection with one another through the kinds of interests that farmers have in getting visitors on their farm. Sheila, describe for us what the Wisconsin Agricultural Tourism Association does.
Thank you. We are a diverse agricultural member organization. We have farmers, bakers, cheesemakers, sausage makers, wineries, breweries, distilleries, event venues, corn mazes, food discovery centers, orchards, and festivals that make products like cranberry cheese and butter. So we're a very diverse organization that works together to provide education, advocacy, support, cooperation, and marketing. We're a voice for our farmers, and we encourage our consumers to come and enjoy agricultural tourism across the state of Wisconsin.
Wow.
Now, as you know, Wisconsin is very, very, we have, our Wisconsin economy, agriculture adds $104 billion annually. And food processing and preparing our food is about $82.7 billion. But, you know, right now, and maybe we'll talk in the future too, about the importance of local. And what does our food chain look like? And how it's important to support our local farmers. And agricultural tourism provides the opportunity for education. But just like you said, to come out and enjoy the beauty of the landscape, to look at the fresh vegetables and crops that are growing, just to lay on a blanket in the grass and look up and observe the blue sky and the clouds. I mean, after all of our friends and our listeners have been safe at home orders, everybody is yearning to get out to the countryside.
You're not kidding. And as Sheila and I were talking about today's interview, we actually have decided that we're going to be doing a three-part series, Dave Corbett. So
really?
Today it's going to be taking a general look at ag tourism and maybe take a really closer look at what it means as far as COVID-19 goes. Then we're going to be focusing next week on, well, if you're a farmer and you're thinking of adding ag tourism to the business that you have, how would you go about that? What are the possibilities? And how the Wisconsin Agricultural Tourism Association can provide some really good resources and information. Then our third part, our last part, will be for the public, general public. What is it that you should expect? What should you look for when you are contemplating a visit to a farm? Because there are some sets of expectations I think that we all need to have and understand in this relationship with not only the farmland, but with the farmer and what it is that they may be growing. So today it's really a more general look and also that focus on COVID-19. So Sheila, you mentioned that you actually do, a number of really key things that a farmer would love to have some help on, including having access to resources and tools. But you mentioned something that I don't know any other organization that's focused on tourism does and has that link to the farming community, which is being an advocate around rules and regulations. Can you describe that a bit more?
Oh, certainly. One of our focuses is on education and advocacy, and Wisconsin Agricultural Tourism is very involved with public policy and networking with our local agricultural other organizations such as VADCAP, Wisconsin Farm Bureau, Wisconsin Farmers Union. We all work together for the betterment of our agricultural communities. In 2013, Wisconsin legislature passed Act 269, which is the Wisconsin Limited Liability Law. So if farmers are interested in having guests come to their farm, it's very important that they're aware of the Wisconsin Limited Liability Law and cover the requirements such as posting signage on their property to help protect them from any unfortunate situations. And
right.
We also are very involved with what does agricultural event venues, event centers, life celebrations on a family farm look like, and how are they structured.
Mm.
Two
right.
big important things.
You're not kidding. Well, certainly you've been a link to the kinds of information that are coming from the state, as well as those that are kind of being broadcast nationally, about the kinds of steps, the kinds of precautions farms might want to take or have to take in order to welcome visitors back on the farm. Certainly that's a question of mine, and I was just talking to a couple of other young farmers yesterday who were also wondering, you know, how do we do this? What have you kind of learned in the conversations that you've had, Sheila?
Well, you want to start slow. You want to really look at advantages and disadvantages. You want to look at your personality as a farmer on making sure that your guests have a very positive, intimate, safe experience. You also want to make sure that you connect with your local municipality, your township, to make sure that you are meeting all of the zoning requirements necessary, or if you need any conditional use permit for the opportunity that you're thinking about.
And when it comes to just COVID itself, is there information out there relative to what farmers should be looking for?
Absolutely. We work very closely with the Wisconsin Farm Center and VADCAP, and we work closely with the Marshfield Clinic for Farm Safety, and that information is all on the website. What do farmers need as far as signage, hand washing stations, social distancing? What do you need? How many guests can be on the farm? Are they guests from one family unit, or are they all kinds of guests? What does that look like? What is your capacity? What does it mean for indoor visiting or outdoor visiting? And then if you serve food or have any kind of concessions on your property, what does that look like? And DADCAP, Department of Ag, Trade, and Consumer Protection, is a valuable, valuable resource for finding that information. Wisconsin Agricultural Tourism Association, both our Facebook page and our website has links to important resources that you can go to learn about what you need to reopen after the stay-at-home orders are lifted.
There's a lot, isn't there?
Oh, overwhelming, and updated daily.
Wow. And so having a website to go to so that you can be current, I think it's really good. You mentioned that website. How do people find it?
Wisconsin Agricultural Tourism Association, just put it right in your search box and it'll come right up.
Yes, it does. It's really, really easy to find. And I think one of the things that people will find when they go to that website is that there's loads of information for members. You just mentioned all of these various resources, and the front page, the splash page, is really, really easy to see. Describe for me, I think, the kind of information that people can find other than the COVID information. What other kind of information can people find by going to the WATA website?
Well, you know, one of the things that we pride ourselves on is education and networking. And so if a farmer is interested in starting an agricultural tourism opportunity on their land, the first thing they want to do is their research, and they want to see, what are other farmers doing in my area? What is the competition out there? And am I going to be unique enough and diverse enough to add to the opportunities for our local consumers? So that's a good way to see what's available in your area. What's available up in Polk County or in northwest Wisconsin for agricultural tourism, whether it's painting in the barn, whether it's farm-to-table dinners, whether it's wine tasting. What exactly is currently being offered, and what is something that's not being offered that I might have talent in and that I might want to offer to my guests?
You know, that's really good, using the website that way. And it is the way you've got things categorized on that website. So let's say I was a family looking for, I think we want to do a wine tasting. You've got it so that you can actually pull up these various categories and pick up those events, those kinds of farms, really easily. And so,
right. Yes, there's destinations, there's ag adventures, taste and tours, festivals. You can put in that I want to go in this area, this city, but I want to travel maybe a 50-mile or 100-mile radius that day, and then everything might that is available would come up for your viewing pleasure and to plan your trip.
Wow. So let me ask you, Sheila, just pulling back a little bit, ag tourism, is that something that people have been doing more and more of, or is it still kind of a new idea?
Oh, the opportunities in growth in agricultural tourism has grown over the last 10 to 15 years, but especially since 2013. 2013, when the Act 269 limited liability law provided a layer of protection were inviting the farmers onto your property, then you were seeing the term agricultural tourism really being used. Many, many years ago, for hundreds of years, farmers have been inviting people onto their farms for you pick strawberries, coming out to buy their produce. Barn weddings have been taking place for years, but since 2013, that agricultural tourism term has really been a common vocabulary word now.
Right. You know, it feels as if agricultural tourism is really taking off in the United States. And it's certainly something that has been very much part of the culture and lives in other countries, in Italy and France. Those are the two places that come to mind right off the bat. People were used to going out and spending time on a farm, whether it was a farm where you could actually do some work alongside the farmer, or really kind of relax and enjoy the the good food and the views at a bed and breakfast. But it was something that people were used to. Here in the United States, I mean, the percentage of people who farm is really, really low. And so many people are pretty separated from the views and the tasks and the concerns of a farmer. So I think it's wonderful to see that more and more people are getting interested.
Yes, actually, yes, you're correct. Wisconsin has like 64,000 farms, but most of our consumers and listeners are about five generations removed from the family farm. And we had, prior to COVID, was in a society that was very plugged in, very rushed, very scheduled, and people are yearning to unplug from devices to slow down their pace, and therefore we're seeing a lot of agricultural tourism that includes goat yoga, includes just enjoying a sunset. And more families want to get out of the city and go to a farm stay and actually spend an evening or a weekend on a family farm and to experience what that lifestyle is like.
Mm. You know, you make me think, too, about other forms of ag tourism that I've experienced, and that is even going to wine tastings at vineyards. That's a form of ag tourism, too, isn't it?
Absolutely. Wisconsin grows some of the best grapes, and we have some of the finest wine and wineries in the state, in the United States as well.
Yeah. Do you find that more people are looking? I mean, what you've been experiencing, have you found that more people are actually looking to find farms to visit?
Absolutely. And I want to tell you a story. Right now, 2 weeks ago, on a website was developed, and it's called Farm Direct Wisconsin. It has, in 2 weeks, it has 41,134 members in this private group. And this is where farmers and consumers are connecting so that they can buy their meat and their produce locally. So they have areas like Northwest Wisconsin. You can click on that link there for Northwest Wisconsin, and they will bring up all the farmers in Northwest Wisconsin that has local meat and produce for sale, connecting our consumers with our farmers. 41,134 members. Our consumers want fresh, local, quality meat and produce.
You know, and all of this has really been thrust into really high visibility, just as you're saying, Sheila, because of COVID.
Well, and our food chain is, we're having trouble. We're having trouble with our meat packing plants having to be closed down. We're having trouble with just supply chain for parts for different things. And You know, I guess the bottom line is I see more and more families, they want their family farmer. That's Sheila. She's our family farmer. We can get our honey from her, and we know it's fabulous honey.
Yes, you know, you're right. It's been amazing to live through the last 3 months, Sheila, you know, as farmers, both of us. And you've been highly involved in education and in marketing and in advocacy for so many years. It is interesting to see the uptick in people actually taking the time and making the commitment to find their local farm and to get there for their local food. Certainly this was an effort that was growing over the last, 40 years. People were, okay, so let's go out and find a farm, that kind of thing. But it really got pushed into the fast track in the last 3 months.
Absolutely. And I also think our young families with our 35 to 42-year-old families, they have very high expectations of what they want for their lifestyle and for their family. And they want that experience of bringing their family to a local farm. And they want quality produce, fruits, and vegetables. And we're very fortunate in Wisconsin that we have those 64,000 farms that can be adopted as those local family farmers, and that we continue because of our quality of our water supply, our rich soil, and our climate, we continue to produce quality fruits and vegetables and raise amazing beef cattle. And you can't get it anywhere else but Wisconsin. So our consumers are very, very lucky.
Yeah, we're at an amazing time, and it's so wonderful that these farmers continue to make the effort to meet this growing demand. And having that aspect of ag tourism means that consumers, and you said it, Sheila, those young people are so discriminating that they're willing to say, I want to see this. And ag tourism is a form of transparency. Certainly that's one of the bywords on my farm, Bull Brook Keep. We're about transparent farming. You can come and see. And, at this moment, I'm going to make sure that people understand. Full disclosure, I am also on the board of the Wisconsin Agricultural Tourism Association so that people understand what my connection is with them. And I am a member of this organization. And every day I am really... The more I delve into the website and talk to people like you, Sheila, the more I am made aware of how much there is to know and what kinds of resources are available, both to the farmer and to the consumer.
Absolutely. So it's about networking and educating and having advocacy, supporting each other.
One of the things the Wisconsin Agricultural Tourism Association has done recently is let its members know, and others know too, about webinars that have been made available to help describe what the impacts of these COVID rules and regulations might be. Is that something that is available only to the members, Sheila?
Absolutely not. You can go to our Wisconsin Agricultural Tourism website, and we post when we're having webinars, and all of our webinars that have been hosted in the last month are absolutely free. So it's just a matter of signing up and, just participating. And if you can't sign up and you can't make it, you could ask to have the recorded link sent to you.
Thinking ahead about next week's show, Sheila, we're going to be, focusing a lot of what we're going to talk about to farmers who might be thinking about adding agritourism to part of their work, their business. Might there be some helps coming in the future too about how to begin to look at ag tourism? Because, boy, I went out on the internet taking a look at, what are the possibilities? What are the rules and regulations? And the internet is wonderful because it makes a world of information available to you, but it also makes a world of information available to you that can sometimes be overwhelming. So I'm wondering, might there be some helps coming from the Wisconsin Ag Tourism Association in the future?
So, thank you for asking. Our board of directors meets monthly, and a couple of our big goal items for 2020, 2021 is to develop a new agricultural tourism farmer mentoring program with some of our farmers that have been involved in the industry for years. Kind of taking like a big brother, big sister role and helping them navigate all of the reams of information and kind of helping them do that in a timely, organized manner.
Are there some maybe words of wisdom as far as the public might be concerned, what they should think about before setting out to visit a farm?
So not everyone is going to be ready to open up at the same time. Be respectful because a lot of times these are working farms, and working farms have a lot of big, expensive equipment that operators have to be trained to use. So always be respectful of the farmer and the farm property. But at the same time, embrace the opportunity to learn and to experience the wonder of agricultural tourism in Wisconsin.
Right, and may want to take a look at that Wisconsin Agricultural Tourism Association website again to see about the farms that might be in your area. And I guess, Sheila, you think it'd be a good idea if people are interested in any of those farms to give them a call first?
Absolutely. Check out their websites and Facebook pages. They will have criteria listed as what are the expectations, when they'll be open, how many can come at a time, if you have to wear a face mask, what is social distancing, hand sanitizer. And there might not be care facilities such as a bathroom available or running water. So those are all very important things to know if you are thinking about venturing to a farm.
Oh, great. Well, Sheila, thank you so much for your time this morning, and I look forward to our next conversation next week.
Perfect, Sylvia. Thanks as always. Thank you for your passion for Wisconsin agricultural tourism.
Visit my website, bronxtobarn.com, to download this and past interviews, to learn about my farm, and to reserve 100% grass-fed beef. We deliver to Minneapolis and St. Paul, Minnesota. Thanks.